9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. Makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Times over the course of a year.
All that and more.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everyone to your lane talk show. This is your coach, Trish Hanna, broadcasting live in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. Welcome to Your Lane. This is the show where we encourage, empower, and educate women of all ages, okay? And of course, we're not neglecting our men, all right? Because we do have men who tune in faithfully every Sunday. We want to thank you, men, for tuning in and being a part of our show. Now, last week, we continued our Won't He Do It series with part three, I Survived Losing My Business and My Marriage. My God, two things in one. That's I don't even know what to say about that, but I can tell you the woman that I had on my show is resilient. She is just a fighter, okay? She's presently excelling in the marketplace because God's grace was on her life. She lost it, but then God restored, all right? God restored her. She is doing extremely well in the marketplace, and of course, if you want to know more about that particular show, or if you've ever been in a situation where, you know, you feel as if you've lost things and you don't know if God is able to restore, let me remind you that God is a restorer, okay? Mm-hmm. He is definitely a restorer, and he can do it for you just as he did it for our guest, Dr. Shay King. So I want you to go ahead. You can look at it, Coach Trish Hanna on YouTube, episode 142. All right, I survived losing my business and my marriage. When you are there, please like and subscribe. That's important. And you could also hear the replay on the Nassau Guardians website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. Now, today we step into part four of this powerful series, and we're tackling a topic that touches so many women and families. I could say that it is a part of my testimony as well. But we could talk about that a little later. I want to talk about my guest. Her name is Darlene Sands Nixon, a brave woman who has walked through the pain of multiple miscarriages. But today she stands as a testimony of survival, resilience, and faith. Yes. I know she couldn't do it without faith. Nah, no. She could not have done it. Her story, I Survived the Loss of My Babies, is not just about grief. All right, so I would advise that you put a little tissue on the side just in case, because last week we had a little tissue moment. But it's also about healing and hope. So you're not just going to stay in that state. You're going to come out encouraged. You're going to come out being hopeful and knowing that God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think and carry you through every journey of your life, all right? So this conversation is for every woman who has suffered in silence, every family that has walked through loss, and everyone who needs to be reminded that God is still faithful. He's still in the baby-making business, y'all, okay? I admonish you to gather a friend who may be experiencing any one of those things that I've mentioned, and of course, someone who has even has their rainbow baby today, and you want to just celebrate along with my guests. Go ahead, call up a friend, let them know that Your Laying Talk Show is on, ready, and popping. There are so many ways that you could hear us today. One of the ways, of course, is through Guardian 96.9 FM dial on your radio. We got channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian Radio app for those who have Android and Apple. They pop in over there too. And on the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. Now, if you're on Facebook and you want to chat with us, you can go ahead and chat with us, Your Lane Life Coaching on Facebook. And we're also on YouTube, Coach Trish Hannah, all right? We're on live and we're waiting to chat and commune with you today. All right, the question of the day. We're going to have a question of the day. The question of the day is, what can the church community do to help couples who are trying to conceive? The reason why I pose this question, because I do recall many times when my husband and I, the beginning of our marriage, before we even had children, we had some church folk used to come, especially to me. And I don't think much to him, because I think, you know, y'all know we got that face, right? For those who know him. All right, so they'll come to me and they'll be like, girl, I ain't seen nothing in this belly yet. What's going on there? And something but foot for socks or something that they used to say back in the days. Y'all know the term, right? So they used to be asking me. Little do they know, I try in my best. I try to do everything mom and them tell me to do. Throw the leg up, twist it to the left. Keep your two legs up. I doing everything they tell me. Tell him, eat a lot of conk. We done do everything in the book, okay? So it was only left for me to just cry every time someone asked me what happened, why I ain't see no babies yet. So y'all be mindful of that, all right? So the question is, what can the church community do to help couples who are trying to conceive? That's an excellent question, I think. And the numbers to call, you could WhatsApp 422-4796. That's the WhatsApp number. Or give us a call, 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. Those of us who are on Facebook as well, you can go ahead and respond there, okay? And I will read those off for you. Your Lane, Won't He Do It? Part 4, Episode 143, I Survived the Loss of My Babies. It's brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. Now, I'm excited to introduce my guest for you all today. We have with us Miss Darlene Nixon, who is a native of New Providence, Bahamas, and a proud mother of two daughters, Ava Grace and Avea. Is that right?
Yes, Avea.
Avea Hope. She works in the IT department, and I ain't tell you where because you're nosy, all right? But she uses her voice to spread the gospel and inspire others. In May of 2024, she released her first book, Don't Lose Hope, Journey of Loss, Resilience, and the Miraculous Gift of Motherhood, where she shares her story of abortion, miscarriages, infant loss, and ultimately the joy of motherhood. My God, I can't wait to hear about these. Her mission is to encourage women everywhere that they are not alone and that there is always hope in Christ. Now, before I allow Darlene to speak, I just want to publicly thank Candy for telling me about her, because she's the one who recommended her. I had on Facebook, I said, you know, I need y'all to give me someone who could talk about, you know, miscarriages or who could talk about trying to conceive. And they all know for a fact the Lord been good to these people. And Candy was like, hey, I got someone. And she posted that person and she was proud to post that name. So I want to thank you, Candy, for allowing God to lead you, because she is definitely a blessing. I can't wait for y'all to hear her story. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Darlene. Welcome to Your Lane Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm having some problems with the camera for my Facebook, but if y'all can still see us on the Guardian Talk camera, all right? So just giving you, making you aware that you may not be able to see the camera from my side, but you can see Guardian Radio's camera. So we'll deal with that when we're on a break. So, Darlene,
yes.
Just before we ask those heavy questions, let me be a little light. Let's give you a little icebreaker.
Okay.
Now, you said you have two daughters, Ava Grace and Avea Hope, right? Uh-huh. Which one is more like you?
Ava.
And why?
Ava is more friendly and sociable than Avea.
Yeah.
Avea has the personality of her dad where she's isn't too sociable and she will have to get to know you. She'll have to feel you for her to be more comfortable with you.
But
Ava, she's very friendly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
And
I
she
love
loves
that.
To smile.
I love that. I love that. So I want you to take us back. You know how they say from the beginning? But we ain't want the beginning, because we ain't got time for the beginning. We want the moment when you first experienced your miscarriage. But I know you told me some things prior to that, some abortions and stuff that you did. So whatever it is that you feel as if we need as the premise so that we could work our way up.
Okay. So at the age of 17, I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was in college, I had just started college. Doing my college prep, and I had a decision to make whether I'm going to keep this baby or finish college.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the guy who I was pregnant for, he already had two children at the age of 19. So his mom was like, no, you're not going to, I can't afford to allow him to bring another child into this world that I am struggling, I'm taking care of, because she was actually taking care of the two prior to that. So she made the arrangements for me to go and have an abortion, even though I didn't want to do that, but I understood where she was coming from, and so that's when I had the abortion done. And at the time,
at 17,
I was saved, so I didn't know like something like that was wrong in the eyes of God, you know? Yeah. So.
All right. So what happened after that?
And after that, it wasn't until I reached 25. I end up getting pregnant again. This after the fact that the first guy who I got pregnant for, we had broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years later, I ended up meeting someone else. My high school boyfriend, we end up getting together, and I got pregnant for him, and I end up having a miscarriage. And I personally feel that because of the abortion, it had something to do with the miscarriage, because when I was told that when you have an abortion, that could affect you later down in line when you're trying to conceive.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, that took a toll on me. So I told God, I said, no, it wasn't. And then when I tried again, like 2 years later after that, I ended up getting pregnant for the same guy, my high school boyfriend. My first daughter, she came in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up coming at 24 weeks. So that was my first premature baby. And she survived for 3 months in the NICU, and then she died afterwards.
Oh,
so
Lord.
She never get to come home. And that broke me. And so I told God, I say, the next time I get pregnant, I want to be married. You know, I want to be married. I don't want to have no more children out of wedlock. So that was my prayer to him, you know. So what else?
So that was what happened since you got married?
Okay. So that I had Shamia in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get married until 2015. So that's when I met my husband. We work at the same company. We met and we got married. And I got pregnant in 2016. That was the year I rededicated my life to the Lord in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I got pregnant with our son.
Mm-hmm.
And our son came at 27 weeks. And after he came at 27 weeks, he survived for 3 weeks in the NICU. That Thursday, and I'll never forget that Thursday, I held him for the first time because they say kangaroo care helps strengthen the babies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I was so happy to finally hold him and do a kangaroo care with him. The following day, I got a call to say, come to the hospital. And I was told that he passed away. And that broke me because that I questioned God. I was angry at God. I was like, God, why did you allow my son to die? I said I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I do it right this time. I didn't fornicate. Mm-hmm. I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a child. Why did you allow my son to die? So that shook my faith. You understand? Mm-hmm. So even though I lost him and I was angry at God later on, I had to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
God knows our future. He does all things well.
Yes, he does.
You understand me? So after Dylan died, it was prophesied to me about like 5 months later that mm-hmm. in 15 months, God is going to do something extraordinary for me.
Mm-hmm.
And within 15 months, I was pregnant again with my daughter, Ava.
Mm-hmm. So let's pause right there.
Uh-huh.
Because that's a happy story that part with Ava. Because Ava here. Because y'all here, Ava name. So y'all know Ava here. But just before that, like, what was going through? I know you said you were angry with God. Uh-huh. But what was going through your mind during all of these losses?
Mentally, it took a toll on me. I even lost weight. Negative comments was received by persons who I didn't even expect it to hear from.
What were they saying?
Persons were telling me, your womb's ain't no good.
Oh, boy.
Someone's telling me, why would you even go say, even though you lost two babies now, why would you go try put yourself back in that again? Do you know that she strikes you out? Like, it's just insensitive. So many people were telling me, not so many people, but a few persons were telling me, insensitive things, like they didn't understand. I just wanted to become a mother. Yeah. I always wanted to become a mother. And people just didn't know the words to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's best not to, even though you're trying to, you want to say something encouraging, some of them encouraging words could be insensitive to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know? But the one, what really broke me is when they say, if my womb see no good, because I can't hold a baby or I can't keep a baby.
Mm-mm. That is just terrible.
Yes.
And you, like I said, you have some people who don't know what to say. They just say whatever come out their mouth. They just running on and whatever come out their head. And you don't know what these people are going through.
Right.
Like I said before, even in my state, I just wanted to crawl up and just cry in a corner somewhere whenever someone comes to me and asks me, what happened? Y'all didn't have no baby yet? Miss, you ain't know what I've been through. You don't
exactly
know what all the things I've been doing to get to this
point.
Trying to
yes
get to this point.
Yes.
You understand? So
yes,
we have to be sensitive, man.
Yes.
We have to be sensitive
yes
to that. You know, I know there are a lot of women who suffer in silence because they feel ashamed of the fact that they can't conceive, or if they try to conceive, something happens, stillbirth, miscarriages, etc.
Right.
So, like, what gave you the courage to come out and speak about and write a book about your journey?
Well, first of all, I didn't even want to talk about my experience because I was embarrassed about the mm-hmm losses that I had. And it wasn't until the Holy Spirit revealed to a lady named Ms. Shakriba Lightburn.
Mm-hmm.
I was on her talk show. Yeah, I was
mm-hmm
on her talk show,
mm-hmm,
Faith Talk. No, I wasn't on her talk show yet. She ended up messaging me first.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, the Holy Spirit told me to bring you on my show to talk about what you went through, because I had Ava at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I on the show, she's like, the Lord revealed to her that I'm going to write a book. So I look at her like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Me? Write
mm-hmm
a book to tell who? I say, not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until, after she told me that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, yes, this is something I want you to do. So I ended up putting pen to paper in 2020. Then I was discouraged by someone who was there to me. And it was like, but you're going to write this book about your pregnancy. Who want to read about your book?
Oh,
ain't nobody into that. Ain't nobody want to know about your life. What you going to tell your business for? You know? So that discouraged me from writing.
Mm-hmm.
Then during COVID, I was on Prophet Don Clark. He had his live broadcasting of his church. And he said, is there a Dalian on the line? Is there a Dalian watching? So I type, I say, yes, I'm here, Pastor. He said, God said, stop procrastinating. Start writing that book. Continue writing that book.
Mm.
And I was like, what? I said, this has to be God. This how he know I was writing a book. I never told nobody. I never went online and tell anybody that I was writing the book.
No, but here's the thing. It's amazing how God wants you to talk his business. It ain't your business. It's God's business. Because he's the one who bringing the miracles to you and bringing the miracles to other people
yes
because of you.
Yes.
So that's God's business.
Yes.
Amen.
And then the whole, the Holy Spirit is like, even though you're going to write this book about you, this isn't for you. This is to encourage other women out there who are going through, whether it's PCOS, infant loss, infertility issues, premature births, premature deaths. You understand? So I was like, okay, Lord, yes, I'm going to be obedient. And I started writing.
I love that. I love that. And I don't even know where, because there's so many different questions that I want to ask you, but I want to read something real quick. Someone says, thank you for your honesty. Women don't admit that they had had abortions.
Right.
So that's pretty good, because abortion is also something that people are ashamed of.
Yeah.
You know, but it is what it is. That's her journey. And so I give God thanks that you were able to share that with us. What role did your faith play during those dark moments of loss? And were there ever a time, you said you were angry at God. You said you questioned him and all.
Yes, I questioned him.
Were there ever a time and you just say, you know what, let me leave my faith. Let me go just do whatever I want to do, because if God ain't checking for me, then I ain't checking.
You know, you know people that say, oh, we're not supposed to question God, right? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that saying? Mm-hmm. But I had to come to a realization, if he is my father, why can't I ask him a question?
Come on.
We have our earthly parents. And if they do something wrong, what we didn't like, aren't we going to question them? Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at it. And I was like, Lord, I said, you have to explain to me why you allow my son to die. Why, if I do it right this time, if I were married, if I'm married now, I didn't fornicate to conceive this child. Why did you allow my son to die?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even though I didn't get the revelation right then and there, over the years, he revealed to me what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been, when he revealed to me what's going to happen, I would have had a child who was disabled. You understand me? God knows just what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
He know what I could have handled. Mm-hmm. He know what I couldn't handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say, Lord, I am sorry for being angry at you.
Yeah.
Because you see my future.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So here's another commenter says, that's why you have to be so careful of exposing instructions God gives you. People who don't understand will discourage you when it ain't even about them or their opinion.
Yeah.
That's powerful right
there.
That's
powerful, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did the multiple miscarriages impact your identity as a woman? Or did it?
How did it impact my identity as a woman? Like, I just felt as though that I was being pressured into having a child, even though I wasn't really ready at the time. Because I always, growing up, I always wanted to be married and start a family.
Mm-hmm.
But because, to the pressure, I said, you know what, okay, let me just go through it. But the miscarriages almost caused me to lose hope in trying to have another child, you know? So, like I say, it will play with your mind and feel like something really is wrong with you. And the mind is a battlefield.
Yes.
You know? So if we are strong in God, we have that faith, all kind of negative thoughts could creep in and you'll just give up.
Well, can I tell you that's how I felt? I felt as if I was less of a woman because I was unable to conceive to my husband. Fairly new marriage. I think we would have been 2 years in, still trying.
Right.
Still trying. And I'm like, God, what's going on here? What discouraged me the most is seeing, and no offense to those who may be tuning in, but at that time, seeing single women.
Right.
Being pregnant. And one time I was in a particular food store, and I saw this young girl. The baby must be only but 5 weeks or so. No cap on the child head, no socks. I go on to the next aisle and I burst out crying. I say, God, you cannot do this to me.
Listen, let me tell you what someone said to me that even shaked my faith. Remember I told you I rededicated my life in 2016. Mm-hmm. When my son died, you know what someone said to me? I don't understand. You save and I save, but yet God allowed me to have the children.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was like, what? And I was like, Lord, you see the attacks that coming at me as your child? The one who is saved messaged me and say, I ain't even saved and God allowed me to have my children, but you can't even keep no baby?
You remind me of David. David was like, Lord, look at how these people mocking me. They mocking me. Do not put me to shame, Lord.
Yes.
Do not put me to shame. That's actually one of the questions I had for you today. What were some of the hurtful things that people were telling you and you said that was the most hurtful? Was that the most hurtful?
That was one of the most. Yes. And the one where I said that where the person said my womb's no good because I can't keep a child. I can't keep a baby.
People don't know what to say, man.
Can I tell you?
So what steps did you take towards healing? Because, in fact, even before Ava came, right? Mm-hmm. Before Ava came and you found out that you were pregnant with Ava, mm-hmm. what were your thoughts and how were you maintaining your pregnancy?
Okay, so after Dylan died, mm-hmm. I didn't want to see nothing about baby. I didn't want to hear nothing about baby. I just wanted to be to myself.
Were you bitter?
Yes. In that moment, I was bitter. You hear me? I didn't want no one say anything to me. I tuned everybody out. I didn't even want my husband around me mm-hmm, at the time. Mm-hmm. I even blamed him for the loss of our child.
Oh, Jesus.
I was crushed because I really wanted to have a child. Mm-hmm. And I just feel as though that God had disappointed me during the time when my son to die. His dad, I took very hard. Even though my first daughter died, I didn't take her dad as hard as I took his.
Because I know, pregnant. And you were married. Okay, and the child was born.
And I rededicated my life.
You know?
That's why I took that the hardest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so during that time, after I had someone to reach out to me, and you know, they said, encouraging me and tell me all is not lost. You know, say that even though you're hurting at the time, don't give up on God. So what I did, I was like, okay, Let me get involved in church, get back involved in church or what's not, because I even had stayed away from church and all mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because of that. And after I came to Nassau, because, you know, I lived on the island. I was in Exuma.
Okay.
Because that's where my husband is from. And I visited the church, and that's when my sister invited me to her church, and that's when the prophet there prophesied to mm-hmm. me about something happening. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lord, I wonder what is this now? What is this you would have for me to expect? Amen. I found that I was pregnant again with Ava. The Holy Spirit tell me I must keep my lip closed.
That part.
I mustn't tell nobody. You understand? Because there were people praying against me when I was pregnant with Dylan. Listen. I hid my pregnancy. Okay, as a person who show fast, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I had to hide my pregnancy as much as I could. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I started showing at 3 months, mm-hmm. you know, and I ended up going on bed rest after I had to reach 14 weeks, you know. I lost friends who found out I was pregnant and I didn't tell them, but I had to be obedient
to
God.
You had to.
I had to be obedient. He said, don't let anyone know that you were pregnant. Mm-hmm. And he told me this one was going to live. He said this one was going to live. When I tell you, I heard the voice so clearly. Mm. I think that's the first time I actually heard the Holy Spirit speak, because I was like, who talking to me? At that time, only me went inside the room.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was it. I said, you know what? I ain't saying nothing to no one who get mad when they find out too bad. But I did lose friends because I didn't tell them I was pregnant.
Child, I lost family because I didn't invite them to my wedding. I had to be obedient too. I had to be obedient.
Everybody don't be happy for you.
Okay. But let me tell you something. There was a time for me, a time before my kids, obviously, that I was also bitter. And I hated going to Mother's Day church services. I couldn't stand it. Because, you know, they'll say, all the mothers stand up. You know, they'll come give you little rolls and then I sit in here trying to do the fiddling with my phone and all these other things because everybody else, all the single mothers standing up, all the little teenagers standing up while I still sitting down. Right. I couldn't stand that. I was bitter. Of course, I had to repent too. You know what I mean? I wanted my heart to be pure.
Yes.
And one of the things for me, when I found out that we were pregnant, I started anointing my womb every single day. Yes, every day. That. Father, I dedicate this pregnancy, this baby to you. Mm-hmm. I place it in your hand.
Yes.
Man, I started finding scriptures about you say that my womb will be full. I should be fruitful and multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. Uh-huh. You said that my quiver will be full.
Yes.
You said, you know what I mean? There's like so many different things that I had to give back to him. I had to give him back his
word.
And that is what was keeping me.
Mighty
because
God.
The enemy tried. tried to come in to try to stir up little double-mindedness and stuff, but I had to use the word as my sword and ammunition.
Let me tell you, when I was going through, after I lost Dylan, and the Lord already told me that this one was going, Ava was going to live, I said, yes, Lord, because I know you did it for Sarah. You see how old Sarah was?
Yeah.
I said, you did it for Hannah. And how long Hannah prayed? I said, I know you could do it for me. So he likes when we remind him of his word. So and that's what I did. I make sure I lay that out. I say, you know what? I go read the story of Hannah and I go read the story of
that
Sarah. Okay.
Yes.
And so I reference that in my book as well.
Yes.
Because I said, if he could do it for me and he could do it for them, he will do it for anybody else who's trying.
Exactly. He's not a respecter of persons. Let me read some of these messages. Yeah, it says, it's so sad how society would make you feel less than because you're childless. Also, not having sensitivity of why you may not have kids, asking why you taken so long. My God.
Mighty God.
Someone says, yes, it hurts to see others who seem less deserving experiencing what you desire, but God will still give you beauty for ashes.
That part.
And this is actually, this other person who's speaking was my guest from last week. She says, yes, it's unfortunate. Most persons are insensitive towards women that are without children. That's correct. And a male responder says, my good friend, Darlene Sands, you've been through a lot. So I can let you read the name of the person right there. If you could see it from there.
Yes.
So I just want to shout out. Oh, how can I forget this one good doctor? That's a good one. That's a good one, Dr. Taz. Of course, she deals with, she helps women who have been experiencing infertility, because most of her clients can now proudly hold their babies in their hands. Oh, Lord, Dr. Taz, I got to get you back on the show. She said, thank you so much for your transparency. It's painful but necessary, and you are more than enough. That is absolutely correct. All right, so we're going to be taking a break in a moment, but what steps did you take towards healing, though? You had your baby. Were you still bitter since... You said Dylan? That's the baby.
That's
right.
The
so even though you were pregnant, or you started, was that still like a, what, did it fade away?
Yes, eventually it faded away after I discovered that I was pregnant again, and I spent more time in the Word with God. You understand? And I prayed more, and I started reading books. I can't even remember all the books name, but I started reading some books that would encourage me, you know? One was... What the name? Warren? A Purpose Driven Life?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rick Warren.
And I read What to Expect, What is When You're Expecting.
Yes.
You know. Yeah, so there was some of the books, and then I was listening to a lot of sermons on YouTube, and what else I would do. So I would pray, read the word, and listen to sermons, and then read some books to, you know, help me navigate through my healing journey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Amen.
So you need that. So here's, I hope for those who are trying, please take note of what these little nuggets are being mentioned even as she speaks, because shall she have a child? She have a children. This ain't no old story. This ain't no little sad thing. This is a testimony of the goodness of God.
Sure.
Won't he
do
it? Okay?
Right.
So she's saying, okay, both of us actually are saying, hey, when you have a child, you keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
All right? As soon as you find out God has blessed you and blessed your womb, you don't have to tell around the place, bragging to everyone. Because these same people who keying up in you, they're jealous bad.
Yes.
All right? You don't have to mention it to everyone unless God tells you. Whatever instructions he gives you, go ahead with it. All right? Next. Anoint your womb.
Yes.
Now, that's my advice.
Yes.
You know, that's Darlene's advice.
Yes.
That's what we did.
Yes.
We have our children.
Uh-huh.
Anoint your womb. Use God's word and give it back to him.
Yeah.
Okay? Let him know, hey, this is what you promised me. I have to tell you, because you tell me to remind you of your word, right? You tell me that you are more powerful. Your word is more powerful than your name. And we know how powerful his name is.
Yes.
So can you imagine us giving back his word? He has no other choice but to do what he has to do.
Yes.
Right?
And I want to encourage women out there who want to get pregnant and who are pregnant to refrain. Don't post too much on social media with the ultrasound.
Oh.
That's giving place to the enemy.
You right
understand?
There.
The maternity pictures. People could use your maternity pictures and go to the witch doctor, whoever, to try to sabotage your pregnancy. Yes. So we have to be we have to be so careful of what we expose online or publicly to people.
Use wisdom.
You have to use wisdom in it. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. And right after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can encourage other women as well. Let's give them some more tips and things that they can use to keep going, to keep that hope alive, because that's what the show is all about. Yes. We want to encourage, empower, and educate women of all ages. And, of course, for the men who are tuning in, because, you know, you can't make baby by yourself.
Exactly.
Or you got to have, I don't care how much different place you go to get whatever, you still need
that male seed.
Exactly. So we can make sure the men get a little something out of this as well. Right after this break.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Air Wick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Air Wick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL, Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. For those who are just tuning in with us, we have with us in studio Darlene Sands Nixon. She is a phenomenal warrior again. All I've been having is a bunch of warriors in the studio, man. All right, that's what the show is all about, right? We ain't coming with no old defeated person who was woe was me in a corner somewhere. Not on this show. We're going to brag on God. That's what we all about. We're testifying of his goodness and the fact that we can actually bring hope to those who may seem despondent, who may feel as if all hope is lost for them, okay? This is the reason why we would have women such as Darlene on our show so that we can say, hey, guess what? I have been through this, but this is what I did to get on the other side, all right? And not one of them left out God, not one. So that should tell you something. The reason why I haven't been puffing so much because I had to go run down to go get some stuff out the bathroom for our guests and bring it back. So anyway,
y'all bring my strength.
So Darlene, so for women who are listening right now, who may have recently miscarried, what words of encouragement would you give them in this very moment?
For those who are miscarried, I just want y'all to know all hope is not lost. Don't give up if that's something that you really desire. The Bible tells us in Psalms 37, I can't remember which scripture, which verse, that commit thy ways to the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
So even if you are miscarried, whether it's once, twice, three times, don't give up. As long as you have breath in your body and you keep the faith, God is going to see you through. Always reflect on what the people went through in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Always look at their story because everything that we go through in this life, somebody has already been through it in the Bible.
Nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I will go back to the story of Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah prayed for more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? She was barren. But God heard her prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered her prayer. And she gave birth to a son. Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look how who he became to today.
Yes.
He was a king.
Yes, he was.
You know, so.
My son's middle name, one of his middle names is Samuel, as a reminder for me,
uh-huh.
You know, to say, hey, God, I give this son back to you. In fact, yes. I said, Lord, if you give us a child, I would give this child back to you. You know, and that it's a humbling feeling every time his middle name is mentioned for whatever reason. And I go back to that moment. I go back to that vow.
Right.
You know, and it keeps me humble and stable because and especially in those moments, the only thing I can say because he's a teenager now. Jesus. So the only thing I say is, Lord, help me with this boy, Lord. Help me with this boy. Because I don't want to ever complain. Uh-huh. Because there was a moment when I had nothing to complain about.
Right.
You and I had nothing in my hand. I had nothing in my womb. I had nothing. And so those are things that keep me humble.
Right.
You know what I mean? So definitely looking back though, Darlene, like what have you learned about yourself, and about God and about hope that you want the world to know through your testimony?
Looking back, for what I've been through, I had to learn, don't mind the noise in the market.
Mm.
You understand? God has the last say.
Mm-hmm.
He know our future. He know the purpose he created us for.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mind the noise in the market. And I felt like I had something to prove. When the only person I'm supposed to be glorifying and satisfying is God.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people out there who still talk about me, whether it's good or bad.
Whether you have the child or not.
Whether I had the child or not.
Oh.
You understand? If I didn't have a child or she parent, she can't have no children, mm-hmm. something must be really wrong with mm-hmm. her. I have the child. Oh, she finally have a child. You understand? So, no matter what it is, as long as God's get the glory,
yes.
God get the glory through it all. That's who we need to please, not be a people pleaser.
That part.
And something I wanted to share with you, when I always wanted to have a son first,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's how come, like I say, I took Dylan dead so hard. I wanted to have a son first, even though when I met my husband, he already had a son. But I wanted a son first because I say I always wanted four children.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a son first so that if once it's a boy, he'll be able to take care of his sisters or look after his sisters. Mm-hmm. So that's how I really wanted it. Like I said, that's what, like it's a lot of things that would cause me to take his dad so hard, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, but just wanted to share that. But God. Aww. But Aww. God.
So I noticed you have your book here. Let me see. Oh, we have a caller. All right. Thank you. Let's take a call real quick.
Okay.
Caller, welcome to Your Lane Talk Show. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Your Lane Talk Show.
Yes. I like this. Your guest what was talking about Hannah.
Yes, sir.
But when you read that story, it said that God of shit that wound up. God of and the time come that when she was praying, God opened up her womb, and she had a son by the name of Samuel. So the story is so great. And sometime in life, we don't know what is going on, because even though I believe there may be one who may lose that child and birth, but I believe they will see that child back again.
Mighty God.
They will see him back again. And sometimes when these things happen, we will try to wonder the Lord why. But you will see that child back again. Thank you.
I believe that.
Amen. Someone is asking for the number to call in.
The number to call, 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much for your input today. And of course, we may want to try to question God, but God knows all
things. He knows all things.
Okay, and that's one thing one of the many things I love about him. Okay, and so if you're going to call, let's receive the calls. If you want to call in, 323-6232, 325-4316 or 325-4259. Now, Darlene brought her book, Don't Lose Hope, A Journey of Loss, Resilience, and the Miraculous Gift of Motherhood. All right, and I'm excited to give this book out. If you are someone who is going through anything that we said today that resonated with you in this current state, one second. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon. Hello? Okay, I can hear me in the background, but I can't hear the person, producer. All right, so like as I was saying, if this her testimony has resonated with you at any time or at any point, call in the show. We want to give this book to you. The very first caller who can actually say, yes, this is me, or yes, I've been through this. This book is yours. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon. I'm not hearing. Your Lane Talk Show, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am awesome. I do not need a book because I already have a copy. Darlene is a very, very good friend of mine for over 20 years.
Awesome.
But I can say we did experience some of the same thing. And not until I actually listened to the talk show today, I actually realized that I also was on my third strike, and I'm actually holding my third strike. So I don't want nobody out there who having challenges and conceiving to give up and lose hope. I ran to my third strike. I was in the kitchen. And I ran to my third strike, and I say, come here, baby, use my third strike, and God is awesome.
Mighty yes, God.
So I want to encourage anybody out there today under the sound of my voice who is trying to conceive, who may have miscarriages after miscarriages, do not lose hope and do not give up on God. Oh, he is able.
At age
35,
much.
I had my son. God is able.
God is able. Thank you so much for calling in. And that is so powerful
there.
And see, that's the whole purpose of it. Just so people can call in and say, look, I've been there. I on baby number three. You know what I mean? Yes. I've been there. God has restored me double. I have twins.
Yes.
I have people in my church right now.
My Lord.
I have someone right now who's been trying and trying. And she was also to every time, you know, there's an altar call, she coming up crying and just asking for, you know, for healing over her womb, et cetera. Man, she on baby number two now.
My Lord.
Ain't nothing God cannot do, man.
Can I tell you?
Come on.
So as we
are wrapping up, Darlene, we still want to be able to give this book to someone. So if even if we wrap up and you want to have this book, I'm gonna read that. You can text the number 376-8689 and just say, hey, I've tuned in, I listened to your show. I really want to have this book. I really need that hope that Darlene is talking about. I really need to get that resilience what Darlene is referring to. I need it. Go right ahead, text 376-8689 even after the show, and we can ensure that the book, the first person, she only gave me one book. So the first person to text that book is yours. All right, so let me read real quick before we close out. Someone says, Darlene, can you give advice on how to support someone who is still waiting in faith for a child and is surrounded? I know we have 1 minute for to do that. And is surrounded by friends who are having babies. Should we wait for them to open up about their emotions and pray in silence, or go ahead and ask about how they are coping? You want to answer that?
What I would advise is that your friend find a support group or go to like therapy, you know, to mm-hmm. you know, so because you would feel some type of way, all of your friends getting mm-hmm. pregnant, your family members getting pregnant, but yet you here still mm-hmm. waiting, mm-hmm. that will waver your faith. So I just want to encourage that person to not to lose hope, even though it may come to be in your mind that, okay, man, it's taking too long, be patient.
Mm-hmm.
God's timing is always best. Even when we don't think it is, it's always best. You see how old Sarah was?
That's right.
I mean, I know you don't want to wait that long, but I'm just saying, they like to talk about this whole biological clock ticking. Listen, don't allow the negative thoughts to get in your head. Just be patient and wait and surround yourself with persons who will encourage you and not throw anything in your face because you're being in line of waiting for so long.
My God. Amen. Thank you so much. And Darlene, I want to thank you so much for being a part of your Lane Talk Show. So just before we leave, I just wanted to type in some things that I want to encourage women. Most of the things I've already said, but I have to reiterate, God admonished us in Genesis 1 and 28 to be fruitful, to multiply, replenish the earth. Uh-huh. And as women, we were created with the divine ability to produce and to bear children.
Yes.
And his word assures us in Psalm 127, 3 to 5, it says, the children are a heritage of the Lord, and that he will bless us with a quiver full. That was one of my favorite testimonies and my favorite scriptures that I was giving back to God.
Yes.
So to every woman listening, just similar to what the caller said, under the sound of our voices, stand on God's promises.
Yes.
Recite them daily.
Yes.
Anoint your womb, as I've stated before, and give God back his word, because he watches over his word to perform it.
Yes.
Even in seasons of waiting or loss, remember that God's promises never return to him void. They always accomplish that which it was sent to do.
That's right.
Okay, hold on in faith, because the same God who spoke life in the beginning is the same God who can bring life to your situation. And the same God who blessed Hannah's womb, who blessed Sarah's womb, who blessed Darlene's womb, who blessed the caller womb,
that's
who blessed your favorite talk show host on a Sunday womb, is the same God who could bless you, because he is no respecter of persons. Okay?
Amen.
I wanted to share that. So thank you very much to everyone who's been tuning in. Everyone is telling you thank you. I want y'all to know one of my favorite people who tune in on Sunday says 1 hour is not enough time. I had to say it loud and proud, and I had to put a little shade on it because my producers listen to the show as well.
Okay.
Now, he's trying to work with me to see if we could, you know, try to extend this time.
Right.
But, you know, we can see what we can do. Uh-huh. So thank you so much for still tuning in within that hour time. I think we got a lot said
yes
within that
yes,
hour
yes.
Is there anything any shout outs for you today? Anyone you want to shout out today?
Yes, I want to shout out to my good friend who just called, to Linda. Oh, my Linda. God. She has been such a good friend over the years.
You could hear that.
Yes. Uh-huh. Janie and Miller. to everybody who supported me and has purchased my book, whether it's on Amazon or in person, who've been to my book launch. I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk on the show, to share my story. So, yes, thank you, everybody.
So for those who may not be able to get this particular book, where can they find it?
They can find it on Amazon. It's on the Kindle version.
Yes.
Or they can order it hardback. And mm-hmm. then they have some, I have a few more left with me. Mm-hmm. So it's $20. So, yeah.
Listen to me. And based on what she's saying, you know, she only had a couple of minutes to talk. But this book is just filled with scriptures as I'm reading now. And her testimony and the goodness of God through this as I'm scanning through it. So, of course, you want to be able to encourage yourself. You want to be able to have something to keep you going and motivated, even as you do all what the old folks say. And you throw your leg up and you leave it up in the air for a couple of minutes after you didn't finish. I didn't do all of that, darling. I did all of that and I still come out empty. Yes. And it wasn't until I held on to the promises of God where I did no tricks.
Yeah.
And bam.
Yes.
I was craving for hot dog with extra hot sauce on it.
Whoa, wow.
Hot sauce, jalapenos, cheese, ketchup, mayonnaise, and what do you call it? Relish. I didn't want to tool them.
Oh, wow.
So from then I say, something ain't right.
Yeah.
Something ain't right, Lord.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we got a couple more minutes. I can't believe we actually finished. But I just want to thank you. Want to say anything?
Yeah, I just want to say something. We came to dropping my spirit to the person who said, what else advice?
Mm-hmm.
To the person who's in reading. Give it to God and leave it there. Don't keep asking him when it's going to happen. If you trust God enough, give it to him and continue to anoint your stomach and speak to it, you know. And give it to him and he will do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't doubt it. Don't get no doubts in your mind that it won't happen. It's going to happen in his time. Even though his time, like I said, his time is always perfect. Because
mm-hmm.
I even thought that I wasn't going to be able to. But look what he did. So, yeah.
And even to answer the question as well, because the question is, should we wait for them to open up about their emotions and pray in silence?
Okay.
Or go ahead and ask about how they are coping?
Right. You could even ask, you know, just say, I don't, you know, like if I come to you and you say something, you tell me what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if I don't know how to approach you, I mean, I would ask you, do you want me to be a listener there? I'll share what you want me to hear about the situation. You know?
Depending on the friendship, too.
Depend on the friendship,
yeah.
Yes.
Because some people
little sensitive.
So if there's a really good friend of yours, say, hey, I'm here for you.
I'm here for you. Yes, just let them know that you were there for them. Yeah. And then let them open up and say it. Yeah. Then go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if y'all ain't really that close, if y'all ain't really that much of sisters, just be still and stand back. And wait for them to come to you and continue to pray.
Yes.
Continue to pray for them. Because you got to be mindful that people are still sensitive with things like that.
Yes.
So they don't want to be asked what's going on with you. Some people ain't like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So definitely, if you're not as close with the individual, and ultimately, I would always say pray about it.
Always pray.
Because God will give
it.
You the words to say to that individual.
Yes.
All right? So that's absolutely and ultimately important to pray before extending yourself or saying you are a friend or you're there if you need me, but still find a way so that the Holy Spirit will tell you what to tell that individual.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So, man, I feel so good to get everything accomplished in this one. And still have 2 minutes left, girl, Darlene. We're going. We're doing good. We're doing good. So thank you. Thank you to my guest, Darlene Sands-Nixon. Thank you to the listeners, especially the ones who've been tuning in for the very first time. I hope this is not your last.
Mm-hmm.
And to those, my continued dedicated audience, thank you so much for being a part and just for participating within the show, especially Facebook. Thank you to my producer for this. In fact, I'll have her for the next couple of weeks. Brittany Gibson, thank you so much. Thank you for producing the show today. Wally is on vacation. And to Your Lane sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John Schuster on Accessories, Airwick distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you once again. And I pray that you have a beautiful Sunday. And may God bless you. Next week, we have a mail. We flipping the script. You have a male coming in. For those who may think, my husband can't change. I don't know what's going on with him. I'm in this relationship and ain't nothing that can happen. Let me tell you, I have someone who's coming in and they're going to testify of the goodness of God. All the little things, what they've been doing in the past and how God changed their heart. Yes. There's nothing that God cannot do. Won't he do it, darling?
Mighty God.
Yes, he will. Amen. Have a happy Sunday, everyone.
Thank you all for tuning in. To motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. To your Lane Talk Show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah.